Tantor Audio presents Mink River by Brian Doyle. Narrated by David Drummond. The only music I can compose is that of little things. Giacomo Puccini. The past has not passed away, but is eternally preserved somewhere or other and continues to be real and really influential. Everybody and everything is so closely interwoven that separation is only approximate. Pavel Florensky. Animals, as they pass through the landscape, leave their tracks behind. Stories are the tracks we leave. Salman Rushdie. Part 1. 1. A town, not big, not small, in the hills in Oregon, on the coast, bounded by four waters, one muscular river, two shy little creeks, one ocean. End of May. The first salmon berries are just ripe. Not an especially stunning town-wise. There are no ancient stone houses perched at impossible angles over eye-popping vistas with little old ladies in black shawls selling goat cheese in the piazza while you hear Puccini faintly in the background, sung by a stunning raven-haired teenage girl who doesn't yet know the power and poetry of her voice, not to mention her everything else. No houses crying out to be the cover of a magazine that no one actually reads anyway, and the magazine ends up in the bathroom and then is cut to ribbons for a fourth-grade collage project that uses a jar of rubber cement that was in the drawer by the back stairs by the old shoebox, and the jar of rubber cement is so old that you wonder secretly if it fermented or a mouse died in it or what. No buildings on the National Register of History.